BBC Radio Bedfordshire.
18 minutes to four. Now, the Cardington Air Day is taking place today. It's the 50th anniversary international flying display at RAF Cardington, and our reporter there is Michael Poles.
Hello, John. Well, I have with me the Mayor of North Bedfordshire, Councillor Mrs. Sylvia Gillard, who has joined us today up at the Cardington Airfield. Welcome to Radio Bedfordshire. Welcome to Cardington. Are you enjoying the day?
Very much indeed. It's absolutely fantastic, and I would recommend that everybody gets down to Cardington as soon as they can, because they're missing something really, really very, very exciting.
Do you have an official interest in what's going on today, or are you here just from your own personal interest of flying?
Well, I'm here because, yes, I am interested in flying. I used to work for British Airways many, many years ago. I have an interest in the squadron in that I presented a shield to them on the occasion that they were twinned with St John's Special School, and from there I've kept a very keen eye on all their activities.
Of course, it is the 50th anniversary, the international flying display today. Do you have anything to say to the fact that it is a special celebration?
Well, I think it's fantastic that so many people have been involved with the youngsters for all these years. There are a lot of young people here, not only from Bedford, from the squadron here, but from all over the area. Everywhere you look, there's young people involved and helping out, doing all sorts of, in some respects, unpleasant jobs, but there's a tremendous buzz of activity from the whole region, really, and that's very, very good.
Of course, it is a very good introduction into the RAF to see, as you say, so many young people about and everything. Do you have any personal favourites, not the people, but personal favourites of what you've seen in the display today?
Obviously, the Red Arrows, the Spitfire, the Hurricane.
In fact,
And of course, we've got the Harrier to come, which is also a very is a favourite of mine.
I'm fascinated to look inside the hangars here to look at the airships. Do you think airships will actually come back as a viable method of transport in the days of sort of shortening fuel and all that sort of thing?
I'd love to think so, but I really have no idea.
Well, there we are, John. Anything else you'd like to say for the day?
Just thank you to Flight Lieutenant Wiggins, to Bill Bowman, and to all the dedicated people that are coming here week after week, year after year, to make this ATC the success that it obviously is.
Madam Mayor, thank you very much indeed for joining us this afternoon. Over to you, John.
Michael Poles, thank you. Michael reporting from Cardington, the RAF station there, and the 50th anniversary of the International Flying Display.